This holiday, BMW has reunited three members of the family at the BMW Road Home Sales Event. The Agile X3, engineered for any adventure. The plug-in hybrid X5, commanding the streets with unmatched presence. And the all-electric i4, charging into the future with impeccable performance. Hurry in to find what powers your journey at the BMW Road Home Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine. Hurry in for exceptional offers through January 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
Is it just me, or has TV gotten really complicated? I'm either endlessly searching for my favorite shows or subscribing to a dozen different streaming services to make sure I can watch everything I love. And I'm not even saving that much money compared to my old cable bill. Thankfully, Philo has changed all that for me. One service, all the stuff I need. Philo's got current seasons of the shows I can't miss live on networks like Paramount, A&E, MTV, Discovery, and TLC. Classics like The Office, Martin, and Friends that I never get sick of, and all of the incredible originals on AMC Plus, from Mad Men to Orphan Black. Don't forget their library of more than 75,000 movies and shows, all of which I can save and re-watch anytime for a whole year. Never miss a minute of shows like Gypsy Rose, Life After Lockup on Lifetime, Yellowstone, or Fatal Attraction. Best of all, with Philo, you get all this for just $28 a month. No contracts, no hassles. Just one subscription and a world of entertainment. So go to philo.tv and check it out for a free 7-day trial. That's philo.tv to start watching. Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
Is it fair or is it foul?
Fastball tapped at the plate. It'll trickle down the third baseline. The Mariners are going to let it roll.
A knowledge test to see how well they know the big leagues.
Lenny Randle gets down on his hands and knees and blows on it like a curler, and it goes foul.
And what our distinguished hosts think about the stories that popped up around the big leagues.
But he got down on his hands and knees and literally blew the ball across the foul line.
This is Fair or Foul on the Hot Corner on 1080 The Fan.
All right, this is Fair or Foul. We do it every single Tuesday at the bottom of the 8 o'clock hour. Without further ado, we'll turn it over to our fantastic producer, Jordan Schultze, the sixth.
Appreciate you guys. Lots going on in baseball this week. If you're watching football, you're just watching basketball, you're missing a lot. Like,
I'm pretty sure nobody's watching basketball.
I hope not yet.
I'm watching college.
Most people,
nobody's watching the NBA. Even Brandon Sprague said this morning that he's
really
not watching a ton of NBA.
He's waiting for the W to start back up.
Yeah.
No, most people wait until Christmas Day. I think that's kind of when the season for the NBA starts in their minds, right?
Listen, wait until the second round.
And I know we're up against it, but I had a quick epiphany this weekend watching NFL football, and I've kind of felt this way for a while now. College football is better. The atmosphere, the fan excitement, it is literally like, it's like going to the circus for an NFL game. Everybody's just sitting down, watching the game. Oh, that was a cool play. Sure, some places are better than others, but there are some environments in the NFL over the weekend where I was like, these fans know they're at an NFL game, right? They can be excited and, you know, like stand up, cheer a little bit. I am staunchly on college football, better product than NFL.
Certainly more fun.
I haven't watched NFL religiously in a decade.
I mean, it's obviously college football is more fun to attend in person, especially.
Tune in next week as Joe and I talk about why the NFL is not very fun.
Hey, but still continually makes money and owns 3 days of the week. All right, guys, let's start. We got time for, I think, three questions or so. I don't know if you saw some news this week about a proposed new rule called the Golden At-Bat Rule in Major League Baseball. Commissioner Rob Manfred said, quote, "There is a buzz going around. This is apparently executives in baseball about a Golden At-Bat Rule." This was per Jason Stark of MLB Network. "This rule would allow a team to choose one at-bat in every game to use their best hitter regardless of where they're at in the lineup. So say Yankees facing off against the Doyers and they're down 2-1 in the ninth. Aaron Boone, he's hitting 7th, 8th, 9th point in the lineup. He can put Aaron Judge up there if he wants. You could do that one time." Fair or foul, guys, the Golden At-Bat Rule would ruin Major League Baseball as we know it.
What's it called if you strike out 6 times a game?
A double sombrero?
The golden ass.
That's a good one. I like that joke.
Yeah, and then Rob Manfred turned off his Xbox and realized that, like, oh, wait, no, that is not a good idea for real life. That's the dumbest, like, we could go on forever about it, but just stop. Stop. This is, like, Rob Manfred executives, whoever is talking about this, you are embarrassing yourself by talking about this. Yeah. Like, they even think this is an idea. Like, this totally takes away the allure of, one, being a good manager, being a good team, having a lineup 1 through 9. It takes away those playoff moments of, like, oh, yeah, here's your 7, 8, 9. And, oh, my God, they just won us the game.
Rajai Davis hit a home run off Aroldis Chapman in the 2016 World Series.
And quite frankly, if you were to implement this and it's like, oh, they're using their golden bat roll and here comes Aaron Judge or Shohei and they win it, that's not that cool. Like, that is not nearly as cool as it just coming up in the order and being like, hey, we're at the third batter and it's time for Shohei and he wins it. It's completely manufactured. No, terrible. Fire him into the sun. I am now MLB commissioner. I take over.
This can't be real. In the sense, like, we just talked about the NFL. I have to believe that this is a ploy by Manfred and Major League Baseball to get people talking about baseball when it's not going on. This would be, I'm with Joe. This is the dumbest thing I've ever heard in my entire life.
If he walked into this studio, I'd slap him across the face right now.
Like, this is so asinine that the only reason you're bringing it up is because I heard Dan Patrick, Dirt and Sprague, Primetime with Isaac and Suk, and Jim Rome all talk about this today.
Yep.
And guess what? Baseball in December.
Yeah, but not.
This is the NFL 24-hour news cycle. Like, yeah, nobody thinks it's a good idea. I don't think it's a good idea, but we're talking about baseball.
Let's yak about it,
right? Let's yak about it. I'm saying names like Shohei Ohtani and Aaron Judge. Like,
it's James Kell from the Sleeper King Football Podcast. In fantasy football, sleepers can win you championships, and that's why I am here. Every episode is just 15 to 20 minutes long, every Tuesday through Friday. Subscribe to the Sleeper King Podcast on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your pods.
You know, I feel like it's like a Barbara Streisand and Mike Myers on SNL. You know, you guys know what I'm talking about?
You're losing me. It's a little bit too early of SNL for
sorry,
me.
Sorry.
That's okay.
I'm going to have to look up the skit.
Yeah, Madonna and... Yeah.
I'm going to really go good. On the limb that all of these shows that we're talking about today, not one of them was like, hey, this is a good idea.
No, not one of them. But it got all of them. Whether it's our homeboys, Dirt and Sprague in the morning.
That's not good for baseball.
Or whether it's Dan Patrick, who competes with them at the same time. Both those people talk about the same thing. That's talking about baseball.
I mean,
yeah,
that's the only reason it's brought up. There's absolutely no way this happens.
This is one of those, like, hey, any press is good press. No, this is bad press.
No, this is bad press.
And it hell, and it
we look stupid.
Not, yes, you look terrible.
Although, to be fair, I'd probably rather.
You said you, and I said we.
Hey. I'd rather listen
you're like,
to
you look stupid, baseball. I'm like, we look stupid, baseball.
I'm not in this.
I'd rather listen to a segment about that than a segment about Aaron Rodgers and how bad the Jets suck, okay?
Hey, future Hall of Fame voter over here. I say we.
All right, guys.
My goal in life now.
Fair foul number 2, of course, we are awaiting the decision by the top prize in free agency, Juan Soto. The Dodgers in on the conversation after already making 2 big free agent signings, both with some deferred money in it. Blake Snell and Tommy Edman, of course, after doing the same with Shohei Ohtani last
Japanese
season.
Japanese hero. Juan Soto.
Excuse me. And who knows? Roki Sasaki could be on their roster as well, guys. Fair or foul, just because of the way the Dodgers are doing this, MLB will eventually stop allowing deferred money on contracts. Fair or foul?
I'll start with this. Fairish? I think there'll be a cap. I think there'll be a cap of a per year or a percentage of the contract. I think baseball was very happy with, like we talked about earlier, like the Bobby Bonilla deals of the world. The Max Scherzer is going to get paid by the Nationals. He hasn't played for the Nationals in 3 teams.
And frankly, that's good for athletes.
And I think that's fine. Yeah, setting it up for when you're older. Like, Max Scherzer's not going to be on TV, okay? Curtis Granderson doesn't make the kind of money that Max Scherzer does, but he's got a TV career. And Curtis Granderson's going to be on TBS talking about baseball for the next 10 years. So he's got income. But guys like Max Scherzer, who is an absolute psychopath, he probably doesn't have a career after baseball. So I'm cool with that deferred money. But when you're talking about 90% of your contract or 90% of your yearly value, when you're talking, you know, $650 million deferred, I do think baseball will step in and not kibosh it. But I think they will adjust it. They'll have to negotiate with the players' union. Because the players' union will tell them absolutely no. But the players' union, I think, will come around and say, yes, let's say 50% can be deferred, or 60, or whatever the number is, but it can't be 90.
They're not going to, like, end it or put a cap. If anything, they're going to put a cap on it. They're going to make some rules to where you can only defer so much.
Or so many players.
Yeah. They're going to have some sort of safeguards on it. Because, listen, I'm not upset at the Dodgers taking advantage of it.
I'm not
but
either.
It's also to a point where it's like, all right, how many teams can take advantage of it to this point like they are? And there's only a handful of teams that can.
It's so. it's like doing it for Shohei Ohtani, the best player in baseball, and Tommy Taters, who is a potential good player in baseball,
potential.
Is one thing.
Potential.
Potentially.
Keyword.
But to do it with Mookie, Freddie, Roky Sass, Juan Soto, and Max Fried, like, oh, we got to call it somewhere.
Yeah, they're going to put caps. They're going to do something to reel this in a little bit. You know, good job taking advantage of a loophole and a rule that was in place, and it was perfectly legal, but we're going to reel this in.
I still don't love the Dodgers to win the World Series next year.
I hope it's the Padres. Suck on that,
I'm
LA.
I'm Max Fried and Soto in the Mets, and old Frankie Lindor is the World Series MVP. Called right here.
Speaking of the Mets, all right, guys, we'll go pretty quickly on this last one because we really don't have that much time. But Andy McCullough of The Athletic, he says that a very, very strange and dark horse team is emerging as the top suitor for former Mets first baseman Pete Alonso. That is the Seattle freaking Mariners. I could not believe it when I saw it. Of course, he's trying to get the biggest deal that he can. They're saying that he could command a six-year deal worth $174 million, and Seattle would be that destination. Fair or foul, guys. The story about the Mariners being called top suitors for Pete Alonso is nothing more than a bargaining chip for his agent.
I will say foul. I think Pete is actually a great fit in Seattle.
I agree.
I think Pete Alonso would be a great fit in Seattle. I think the town would really embrace him. I think he would be a giant breath of fresh air, as first base has kind of been lost since John Olrude. You know, Ty France for a minute. I think Seattle would be an amazing fit for Pete Alonso. Now, the only thing that makes this foul is that I don't think Steve Cohen will be outbid. So it would come down to Pete Alonso. Do you want to be a part of that? I think he'd be great in Seattle. I think that ballpark would suit him. He's not a big average hitter. He's a bomb guy. And when you're in Seattle, you got to hit bombs. And if he came to Seattle, he would be the guy. Even though there's Julio, he would be the guy. And if you're in New York and they sign Soto and Walker Buehler or whatever they're trying to do over there, he's third, fourth down the line. It's about ego. I don't think it's a bargaining chip. I think Seattle's a real player on the table for Pete Alonso.
I think so, too. And I think it would be huge. I mean, that is a guaranteed.
It'd be huge for Seattle.
I think for some reason, Pete Alonso gives me vibes where it's like the whole batter's eye and T-Mobile Park. Like, it just wouldn't affect him. The dude mashes. Mm-hmm. He'll be fine if he goes to Seattle and has to play half of his games at T-Mobile Park. So I don't think it is a bargaining chip. And I'm sorry, rephrase or
no,
say
that,
the
yeah,
question
fair
or
foul.
Time.
It is nothing more than a bargaining chip. So you would say foul. It is definitely more than that.
No, definitely. I would say so.